Weiter in Shas, we are in Chulin Daf Mem. Hey, picking up at the top of the page, at the end of the line. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Nikva Knafa Mitzdarfim Leruba. If the trachea was punctured like a sieve, the holes combined to make a roof. Says Rashi, Knapa, Hagerger, Saviv Saviv Lekefa, Nikavim Dakim Knafa. It has plenty of these holes there, like a napa, like a sieve. Misai from the cover of the ruba, iloy kulam mechubarim. Yachar, any ruba nifsak trefa, then it's going to be a trefa. Frank the Gemara, basiv av yirmiya, ubigilgola sheyesh by neck of echad aruch. In the skull, in the case of a skull, there's one long hole. I feel he's probably in a covenant happy, even if they're many small holes, but start from them low, mekadeach, they combine to make the size of the hole that's done by a drill. Rashi brings down that there's a mission olos, that if you have a skull that's not complete, it's not going to make tumas ohel. And that Mishnah Basil says that a hole big enough to kill a person is going to make the skull lacking. That's not going to be mitame tumas ohel. It comes up for the Gemara Bechoros that the reference is to hold the size of one done by a surgeon's drill. And the Tosefta quoted here by our Gemara adds that even a narrower hole is going to make the skull deficient. If it's long, so the total area of the mount to that hole, it comes out the amount that was done by a drill. So too, a scoop of small holes is going to make it deficient, and it's going to add up to that as well. Alma, Kevin de Shi'ura, Melo Mekadeach, Lamlo Mekadeach Mitzdarfin. Since the shear that's going to make it lacking in the skull is the size of a hole made by a drill, Lamlo Mekadeach Mitzdarfin, then when there are many small holes that come up to the size of a drill together and they're combined, they're going to be combined to each other. Chanami here also in the case of the trachea, if it has a lot of holes, we should say that Kevin Shear Bikiser, since it's shear, it's a measure that's going to define what's lacking in the trachea, is that the size of an iser, then like iser mitzdarfim. If there are many small holes, the din is that it's the size of an iser that they combine to make a animal trefa, even if a majority of it is not affected. Interesting. So even without being the majority, Gemara, nah. Ishtemite, well, not yet, but it slipped Rav Yirmiyah's mind. Had the Amar Rabbi Chalbo, Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Guria Marav, about when you're working out the several holes in the trachea. And the Kavim Sheish Ben Chisaron Mitzdarfim Lekeiser. If you have these holes, the Kavim Sheish Ben Chisaron Mitzdarfim Lekeiser, they're Mitzayer for an Iser. Vishayim Ben Chisaron Mitzdarfim Leruba. And if they don't have them, a lacking, holes that are just a puncture in the skin of the trachea without the skin actually missing, they combine to make a trefa only if they are together the majority of the trachea's circumference. Right? So if it's Yesh Ben Chisar Mitzav Lekeser, and Eber Ben Chisar Mitzav Leruba. Right? So when we view this out above in the name of Rav, that the holes in the trachea performed perforated like a sieve, combined to make the majority of the circumference, he was referring to just holes, like punctures, but where the skin was not missing. In that case, the measure, like in this, there's no relevance at all, and therefore there's no basis for his question. Amar Rabbi Baruchan, Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Nitlay menu Ritzua Mitzdarfes Lechaser, a narrow strip of skin running down the length of the trachea was removed from it. The gap left by the removing combines to the size of an iser, even though the missing strip is much narrower than an iser, it's going to be a trefa if the total of it is equal to or greater to that of the area of an iser. And so Rashi says, "Natal amen ritzua la'arka de'ika chisaron b'tzarf l'chi iser I kima agolas lo havia iser trefa." Okay. Now, ba'u minei Rav Yitzchak bar Nechmeni mi Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, nikva k'nafa ma'o, if the trachea was punctured like a sieve, what's going to be the din? Amalei, it says to him, Hari Amru, the Chum said, nikam sheish ben chisar mitzav l'chisar, the holes that have in them, deficiency of the skin of the trachea combined to make the trefa, if they're the size of an isaf, sheim ben chisar mitzav l'ruv, but if not, then it's going to be mitzav for rov, like we saw. Ba'ofamai,
In the case of a bird, the trachea is punctured like a sieve. Many small holes that have a lacking of skin. What's going to be the dent? How large an area, affected area, is going to make it into a trachea? It says the cover the filleka lemima gargarasti deki iser bekama havishire. What's going to be the shear of such a thing? Rabbi Elazar was explained to me by Rabbi Elazar. After cutting around the section, the perforated section on the three sides, that makes a flap. One folds the flap over the mouth of the trachea, of the tube. Imchofes rova kana trefa. If the flap covers a majority of the mouth of the trachea, then the animal is going to be a trefa, right? If the holes and the spaces between them are equal in the area to the majority of its cross section, the animal is a trefa, even if the holes themselves don't encompass that large an area. Because since the material that covered the holes is actually missing, and the holes are close together, like the holes of a sieve, even the trachea while remaining in between them is included in the count. Dim lav kshera. If it doesn't cover the majority, the animal's going to be mutter. All right, Papa. V'simenach, what's the simen? To remember this, nafya, a sieve. Well, so, the perforated flap stretching over the mouth of the trachea tube is like a sieve stretched out over the mouth of a kli. Now, for the Gemara, what happens if we have a lacking the nivchsab kedelis and like a door. In other words, you're going to flap there. Rashi says, "V'lo notel a pesach, ela toli va'omid zakuf, sham gendels b'muzuzasto." So it's like a piece of the trachea was partially cut out, so it forms a flap, like a door that swings open and shut. Rabbi Nachman, Kedishi Kanis, Isser l'rachba. He said the animal is going to be trefa if the hole exposed when the flap is open is large enough for an isser to enter into the hole over there. If this flap would be completely missing from the trachea, a hole exactly the size of an iser would make the animal a trefa. In the case we have over here, the flap is not actually missing. It swings open to make a hole. It's still attached to the trachea. Therefore, the hole doesn't make the animal trefa unless it's large enough to allow an iser to pass through freely. The hole has to be slightly larger than an iser. Nistak, what's going to be done with the trachea, was split down the length of it. What's it then? Amarav afilu lo nishtarba ela chulia achas lamayla v'chulia achas lamata kshira. Says that even if the leftover, there's leftover intact of the trachea, is no more than one chulia, one band above the split, one below, the animal is going to be mutter. Right, that is that each ring of cartilage surrounding the trachea is called the chulia band. So as long as it has above and below, then it's going to be okay. Amrua kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. They brought this din of Rav in front of Yochanan. Amrua kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. They quoted this din of Rav in front of Yochanan. And he said, ma chulia de kamei Rav. What's this chulia, this band, and what is this band and which Rav is talking about? Why do you need these bands of which Rav speaks? Why is it necessary for an entire band to remain intact at either end of the split? Ela ima say, afilu nishtayba ela mashehu, lamayla mashehu matakshare, even if it remains intact of the trachea, even if it's a mashehu a little bit above the split, a little bit below, it's still going to be okay. And we will come into Rav Yochanan, Mishmed Rav Yonasan Hachi. So they quoted this thing over here and said in front of Yochanan, the name of Yonasan. Amalui said, Yodin Chavrin Kavloi Lefrushe Kihai Taima. Do our friends from Bavel know how to explain this din according with this great reasoning? And both of Yochanan and Rav Yonasan lived in Eretz Yisrael, but Rav Yonasan was originally from Bavel. Okay, says the Gemara, starting a new topic over here. Tana Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef coming to Rabbi Yochanan, kol ha-tzavar kulo kasher v'shchita. The entire neck is kasher v'shchita, mitabas ha-gedola, from the great ring, the great, great ring. We brought this up in the very beginning of the Masechta.
until the wings, aka the lobes of the lower lungs, right, until the point where the trachea reaches the lower lobes of the lungs. That's all good, which is pretty amazing the way the body is. But it goes down. Goes down, down, down into the lungs. Amarava, Rava said that Tachtona Shiel Yona, the Brisa means the lower lung that is actually the upper lung. When the Brisa speaks of lower, it's referring to what is lower when the animal is hanging from its hind legs. This is actually the upper part of the lung. Or who's a lung allows it to dingle from this severed trachea. Rava details this. Why this explanation of the Brice is necessary. Shiniomi, I say, Kol she posheta savara viroa, anything which, viroa, whatever extends into the neck there when she stretches out her neck and grazes, will vach lo te anes, provided that she's not forced, that a person does not stretch her neck further than she extended on her own. Okay. Boy of Chanina, vitemer of Chananya. The animal forced herself, what's going to be the din? What's the din where the animal stretched her neck forward at a time of shchitos so that more of the trachea than usual is extended? Teku. Yasev Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Nafik Milsev Mivinayu, and there was a... then an issue that came out in front of them. Following case. Anas besimanim b'shachat psula. If the shochet forced part of the shchita pipes out of the chest into the neck and shechted them over there, it's going to be no good. Nika v'ne'a kana l'mata m'nechazen yudin korea. If a trachea is punctured below the area that marks the beginning of the chaz of the chest, below the point that is fit for shchita, it's judged like a puncture of the lung, and the animal is going to be a trefa. Yeah. As she says, that the bakum she ain't roi l'shchita, and therefore it's b'nechem amashu, below b'rev gergos, even just a tiny little bit, it's going to be, compared like a ray, it's going to be no good. Tanar banan, ezeu chaza, what's the chaza, what's this breast that the we're talking about here in the shlamim? Zeroa sakaka, it's part of the animal that faces the ground. Lamata avatsavar. It goes downward to the neck, lamaila the carmen up to the towards the paunch, right? That's a part of the stomach. So that that area between the chest and the paunch is going to be the chaza. Chotech shteitzlos mishtei defanos elech veelech v'zeo chaza hanitan lekohanim. One would cut off two ribs from two sides here and there, and this is the chaz that's given to the Kohanim. Nikev krum shel moach. We're moving along in our mission. This is number three that was mentioned of a trefa, that if the membrane of the brain was punctured. The upper membrane was punctured, even though the lower one was not punctured, because the outer one is punctured, the inner one, which is weaker, can't protect the brain for that long. Eventually, it's going to make a puncture as well. Va'amila, and some say that the Mishnah means that the animal doesn't become a trefa adin kiftato until the actually bottom one. Also, and according to this one, both members have to be punctured in order for the animal to become a trefa. I'm Rabbi Shmuel by Nachmeini v'Simrach, and the way to remember this is that chaisa demitna bei mocha, the pouch in which the brain lies. That's describing the lower membrane. That's encasing the brain. The upper one is connected to the inside of the skull. I'm a Rabbi Mechana, I'm a Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Kenegdo bebeitzim nikar. Compared to this is the testicles. This is talking about the testicles of a ram that are clearly recognizable. Meaning to say that you're able to, the lower membrane is extremely thin, difficult to distinguish from the brain itself. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi identifies using the analogy of this testicle of the ram, where besides the pouch, which is like the skull, there are two membranes, the lower one, which encases and is closed, is attached to the testicle itself. Okay, now, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Mishon bar Kapara, Moach, Koma, Shabakadera, Nidon Kamach. But the brain, whatever is contained within the cranium, is considered the brain. The part of the brain begins to extend beyond the actual skull is considered the spinal cord, right? That's the spinal cord. At what point does the brain begin to extend beyond the cranium? Come in, Schnee, beep, turn the page. Poland, it's like two things that look like two beans that are Yishmunachan al Piakadera, like two beans lying at the entrance of the cranium. Ashes that the Loakam Chibrat Savar, the Hagul Golis, the neck and the skull, when they meet through the skull and the neck, where the vertebrae could connect. Wow. Min ha-polin ve-lifnim ki-lifnim. From these pulin and in, they look like these beans, right? That part of the nerve tissue lies from the beans and further inward is considered like the inside of the cranium, therefore the brain. Min ha-polin l'chutz ki-lichutz. From there and out, it's considered like outside the spinal cord, and it's called the spinal cord. Polin atzman in yodea, but the actual part of where the beans themselves are, I don't know. With their statism, the stomach of them, it makes sense to say it's like the inside. Rabbi Yirmiyah badek beofa, he checked the bird, v'asko kamin shnei polin munochan al pi hakadera, and found structures that look like two beans at the entrance of the cranium. Moving along in our trephus, now we get to the next one, which is Nikav Alev Lebeit Chalalo, if the heart was punctured into its chamber, into the cavity, then it's a trepha. Bayavizer, Lebeit Chalal Katan, Lebeit Chalal Gadol. Does the Mishnah refer even to a small chamber of the heart, or specifically to the large chamber? The small chamber would be the right ventricle, and the large one would be, that's the small, and the large one is the left ventricle. So says the Gemara, Amar Leah Abaye Maiti Baylach, what's your question? Milos, not that we learn a Mishnah about a hole in the lungs. Have you shown Omar Acha Tirak of the base of Simpornos? It's not a trefle until the hole penetrates to the bronchi. Right, to the chamber of the bronchi. However, Vamarabba Bar Techlifa, Rabbi Yirmiya, Barabba Barav, Ad Shetinakev Lisimbon Gadol, unless the hole penetrates to one of the primary bronchi. So just like he expresses the chamber of the bronchi, he's referring to the largest of them, the primary one. So the Mishnah, similar thing, its chamber of the cavity should be taken to mean the largest of the heart cavities. So what Abaye has come to say is that when Rav must have understood this, when it says the chamber of the bronchi, it's referring to the largest of the chambers. So we can also infer from the Mishnah that the same expression, when it says chamber of the cavity, was a specific reference to the largest cavity that we're talking about. This is Malchi Ashta. How can you go ahead and compare these two things? Hostel basis in Polonus Kutani. Over there, it's when talking about the primary bronchi, Rav Shimon says the chamber of the bronchi, and he uses the plural over there, simponos, that the lehicha de shafchi simponos kulo, the place where all the other bronchi converge. That's the primary one. The largest of them is indicated by the expression chamber in of itself, but rather by the fact that it's called of the bronchi, chamber of the bronchi, the chamber in which the bronchi converge. They go and they meet up over there. But here, in referencing the cavities of the heart, the Mishnah says it's chambers of cavity, using a cavity in the singular. What difference is to me whether it's a small one or a large one or a small hole? Both types are mentioned over here. So the din is an animal's a trefa if the hole penetrates any of the cavities of the heart. Kinei ha leiv. What about the pipe of the heart? Rav Amar Masha, he says that it's a treif, even a small hole. Shmuel Amar Berubo, it's got to be Rubo. Hi, Neo Kinele, what's the pipe of the heart? Amar Yisak Amar Rav, Chelev Sha'al Gabi Tefanos. It's a fat that is on the walls. What is the pipe of the heart? Amar Yisak Amar Rav, Chelev Sha'al Gabi Tefanos. It is the fat that is on its walls. The walls generally refer to the size of the animal. That means then that we're speaking of a puncture or tear in the fat that runs from the spinal column down the sides of the ribs. And the fact of the Gemara, the funo salkadaita, can you really think that we're talking about the walls of the sides of the animal? The fat that runs down these things is not, that can't be so important. How could that be a puncture or tear over there? Make it a trefa. Ella shalgabi dofne rea means the pipe of the heart is a fat that's on the walls of the lungs. The pipe of the fat that runs between the two lungs and is pressed against the spine and connected to the heart cavity. Amar meimar mishmeid rav Nachman, tulasa kanehavu. There are three pipes that come out from the trachea after it goes into the chest of the animal. Chad paris liba, one goes off to the heart. Chad paris lebe, one goes to the lungs. Chad paris lekavda, one goes to the liver. The rea kerea, the pipe of the lung is considered like the lung itself. It's a trefa of a small little puncture. The kavda kekavda, that of the liver is like the liver. And it's not a trefa unless it's completely removed. And then the liba plige, in reference to the pipe of the heart, actually they argue. Mar Barchia Masni Ifra. Barchia says that this is actually the opposite. It says the rea kikavda, the pipe of the lung is like the liver. It's not true from unless it's completely removed. The kavda korea, the liver is like the lung. It's only even a small puncture. It's going to be a problem. It's trefa. The liba pligi, and they argue with the heart. Right, there's no difference between the two different versions there when it comes to the heart. Also, Rabbi Chia bar Yosef, Amel l'shmata d'rav, kamei d'shmol. He said in front of that the pipe of the heart is a trefa by the smell, tiny amount, in front of Shmol. Amalei, and Shmol said, I hachi amar abba lo yodam a trefa sol klum. This is what Rav said, and he doesn't know anything about the laws of trefa. That's intense line there. By the way, Abba is talking about the Rav, it's the term of respect. This part of Shidra, now we get to the next part of the Mishnah, number 5. If the spine was broken and its cord was severed, then it is going to be a trefa. Tanar Baran, Chuta Shidra, same as the Rubel, that animals is a trefa if the spinal cord was severed in majority. Divrei Rebbe. Rabbi Yaakov Amar Fil Nikav, even if the spinal cord is punctured. Ho Rebbe Ka Rabbi Yaakov, and it happened that the animal whose spinal cord was punctured but not severed was brought in front of Rebbe for a psak, and Rebbe ruled in accordance with that, with the view of Rabbi Yaakov. Even the Rebbe himself held more lenient, he's more makel, that the animal is not a trefa by just a puncture of the spinal cord. He took on the chumma of Yaakov that such a thing does make it a trefa. Amar Rav Huna, in halacha Rabbi Yaakov, look, is that like him? Even though Rabbi himself was machir in practice, the halacha goes according to Rabbi. Okay, now we're going to talk about a case of the din that the animal is a trefa if the majority of the spinal cord is severed. V'kamaruba, how much is? It's called a majority, which part of the spinal cord is measured when we figure that out. Rav Amar Rov Oro, a majority of the circumference of the skin. If a majority of that is severed, then the animal is a trefa, even if the nerve tissue inside was not separated at all. Varmila Rov Mocho, or others say it's a majority of the nerve tissue. Majority of nerve tissue is severed, the animal is a trefa, even if the surrounding skin is perfectly okay. Ma'adamar Rov Mocho, Koskin Rov Oro, the one who says that the majority means the majority of nerve tissue. Is maskim, certainly if the majority of its skin is going to make it a trefa, because without the protection of the meninges, the nerve tissues will deteriorate and ooze out. On the Rov Oro, Rov Mocho Mai. But the one that says the majority of its, that its majority means the majority of the skin, what's going to be the din when there's a separation of the majority of the nerve tissue? Does that make the animal trefa also? Toshma says, Gemara, the Amar Nivli Amar Rav Huna. Rubo Sha'amru Rov Oro, in reference to the majority, which the Chacham say, it's talking about the majority of its skin. Moach ze lo maidov lo morid. But whether or not this nerve tissue enclosed by the skin is severed, matter doesn't matter at all. It doesn't make it better or worse. So we see that according to this view, that the Rov means the majority of its skin. A severing of the nerve tissue doesn't make the animal trefa. Rav Nasan bar Avin, Rav Yosef Kamei de Rav, he was sitting in front of Rav. Badik Barova, we examined the injured spine of a shechted animal to make sure whether or not the majority of its skin was severed. Kabadik Barova Mocha, and when you figured out that it wasn't severed, he started to check whether the majority of the nerve tissue was also there. Amalei said to him, Imrov Aura Kayim Moach, Zain Umayla Vilamona, it doesn't make a difference. So we see that one who says that it's a majority of first the skin says that the severing of the majority of the nerve tissue alone is not going to make it a trefa. Amar Rabbi Baruchana, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Nismarech Pasul, Nismas Meis Pasul, about the nerve tissue of the spinal cord, if it liquefied, it's a trefa, if it's softened, it's also going to be no good, it's going to be Pasul as well. Ezeh Laham Rachav Ezeh Hama Hamasmasa, well, what do these things mean, liquefying and softening? Hamracha Kosei Nishpach Kiton, it's something that pours out like a jug of water. Masmasa Kosei Nishpach Lamad, softening means where the nerve tissue became liquid to an area that the spinal cord is not able to go and stand straight up. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya, Eino Yachal Lamud B'Pnei Kavto Mai. What if you can't stand it because of its weight? Right, does that also fall into the category of softening and make it a trefa? Says Gemara Teku. Be'Rav Amri, Nismas Meis Pasul. If it softened, it's going to be Pasul. Nismas Meis, but if it just lost substance on its own, it's going to still be raw. It's still going to be fit. It's going to be kosher. Meis Evei, Frakta Gemara. An animal whose nerve tissue lost substance is a trefa, which kind of goes against that what Rav says, that the loss of something for the nerve tissue of the spinal cord doesn't make it a trefa. So if the Gemara says, no, he in this mas meis itmar, in that price, in this mas meis softened, is what it said, not in this mas meis, the lost substance. Any, is it true that a loss of nerve tissue doesn't make that animal a trefa? Valivi Haviyosef Bey Masusa. He was by the bathhouse and Chazi Lugava, the Tariya of the race. He saw a certain man who smashed his head into the wall. Amr Nismazmiz Mochi the Dain. Levi said the brain of this fellow lost substance. Now what does he mean? Lav de Lochai didn't mean that the fellow's not going to survive, which would go against that which Rav said, that the loss of nerve tissue does not make it into a trefa. Amar Abaye, lo. That's how many meant. Lomar, she'inu moli. It means that he's not going to be able to have kids. His brain damage is going to stop him from being able to have children. Arichan chuta shidra. How until where does the chuta shidra go? I'm reviewing the Mishmol. Abin ha proshas. It goes until the cord that runs between the branches. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.